This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 226 for Friday, January 17th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE futures canola market is higher Friday, taking back some of yesterday's losses as a turn higher in the Chicago soy complex provided spillover support. Ideas yesterday's losses were overdone contributed to the gains, with the weakness also likely bringing in some fresh end-user buying interest. Canola up 9 to just over $10 at the final bell. March up 10.30 at $617.10 per ton. Canada exported just over 200,000 tons of canola during the past week, with year-to-date exports of 4.9 million tons, running 85% ahead of the year-ago pace. However, the fact canola was not included in interim rules on biofuel feedstock guidelines from the USDA announced earlier this week did remain a bearish factor overhanging the market. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures are all higher, taking back yesterday's losses. U.S. markets will be closed Monday for Martin Luther King Jr. Day, while Donald Trump will also be inaugurated as the next U.S. president that day. Soybeans boosted today by fresh optimism over possibly improving trade relations between the U.S. and China, as Trump spoke with the Chinese president over the phone today to discuss trade and other issues. Trump described the call as very good on social media. However, Trump has also promised to impose tariffs on day one of his administration, and that's keeping caution in the markets. The March soybean contract up 15 cents at 10.34 per bushel. Meanwhile, weekend rains may alleviate some dryness concerns in Argentina, but the forecasts are turning hotter and drier next week. Corn futures also boosted by positioning ahead of the weekend, touching fresh highs on the back of speculative buying interest. March corn up 9 cents at 4.84 per bushel. Condition ratings for Argentina's corn crop are deteriorating, according to reports out of the country. Wheat lagging corn and beans to the upside, only slightly higher on the day. Minneapolis spring wheat up 2 cents in the March contract at 5.83 per bushel. Kansas City hard red winter wheat up a quarter cent in March at 5.48.5. Chicago soft wheat up a penny in the March contract at 5.38 per bushel. Strength in the U.S. dollar accounted for some of that relative weakness in wheat, making U.S. exports less attractive for international buyers. And that's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, January 17th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.